Hey, before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to jump in and let you know about my brand new free online masterclass coming up in June. The Anxiety Reset is going to show you how to stop anxiety and reclaim your life. We're going to look at everything that you are doing that is creating more stuck anxiety, why the coping mechanisms that you've been using are not working, and I'm going to give you a four-step approach that's going to help you to regain control of your life. So if you're tired of anxiety interrupting your decisions, dictating what you do, then this is the class to join. And best of all, it's absolutely free. The link is in the show notes. Have you ever wondered why anxiety just won't budge? Like, what is it doing here anyway? Welcome to the Ease Anxiety Podcast. I'm Deanta Fuchs, a psychologist turned international anxiety coach, and I'm on a mission to share a new perspective on anxiety that puts you firmly back in control of your life so that anxiety no longer interrupts you. So grab your cuppa, get comfy, and listen in as we demystify, destigmatize, and deconstruct what you think you know about anxiety so that you can finally do what you have struggled with for so long. Ease anxiety for good. Hi, and welcome back to the Ease Anxiety Podcast. My name is Deanta, I'm your host, and today we're going to talk about the three different types of anxiety. And no, I'm not talking about anxiety diagnoses like generalized anxiety or health anxiety or social anxiety. I'm talking about three different ways in which we can experience anxiety and the various ways that we can manage those experiences as well. So listen in if you're interested in understanding the differences between physical anxiety, mental anxiety, and emotional anxiety. But before we launch into a full description of each type and what you need to do with it, I want you to be sure and understand that you probably experience all three of these at any given time. You see, the one is going to feed into the other, and they often create each other as we go along. But what's helpful is to understand which type we generally sit with, because each type is going to require slightly different techniques to manage it or to bring it down. So let's start with physical anxiety. And as the name suggests, it's really just the physical experience of anxiety. So when your heart rate increases, or your tummy goes funny, or your breath rate increases, or you're feeling a bit dizzy or lightheaded or foggy, those physical experiences can be anxiety, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes we can have an increased heart rate or a funny tummy from too much caffeine, right? Or maybe you got really puffed while you were walking up that hill and now your breath rate and your heart rate have increased. So we can have physical sensations that happen in our body that we then misconstrue as feeling like anxiety, primarily because we've had anxiety for such a long time. And I often see this with clients that have gone through extreme periods of anxiety, and then later on, any physical symptom that they experience gets interpreted by themselves as being anxiety, which then sets them off into experiencing anxiety. It is worthwhile noticing that sometimes we can just have a physical experience of anxiety that is not necessarily mental or emotional. And the things that we want to do to help us calm physical anxiety are things like central nervous system regulation strategies, your deep breathing, your 5-4-3-2-1 exercise, cold submersions, some deep humming, all the general tactics that you would use to just calm your physical symptoms. That's going to help for physical anxiety. Now, as I mentioned, these three types are going to fuel each other and feed into one another. And so what often happens is that we have this physical sensation, we interpret it as anxiety, and then we kick off mental anxiety. So mental anxiety is really, as the name suggests, all of the thoughts and processes that are going on a mental level. So when we begin asking ourselves those questions of, what if this happens? What if I'm feeling anxious and this doesn't go away by the time my meeting starts? What if the symptom is something else? All the thoughts that we might have and the overthinking that then begins to happen as we experience physical anxiety becomes the mental anxiety, which, as you can imagine, would fuel more physical anxiety. Now, I will say that sometimes people start with mental anxiety and that then feeds into physical anxiety. You are going to experience physical anxiety if you have anxiety, right? But sometimes you can have physical anxiety without the mental or emotional side of things because it really is just a physiological response. But imagine if you have got some big meeting coming up or there is something in your life that's causing you to worry, that's your mental anxiety. And the more your brain kind of ruminates on that particular topic and worries about it or kicks it up for you, and the more what if questions you throw at yourself, the more anxious you're going to become. Eventually, you're going to feel some physical anxiety. But the way in which we want to deal with mental anxiety is slightly different from what we would do for physical anxiety. Of course, central nervous system regulation strategies are going to be helpful, but more importantly, we want to stop those ruminating thought processes, all those repetitive thoughts that you're having, and all those what if questions that you're asking. They're not helping, and they're actually generating more anxiety. So a technique that helps you to get back in this present moment and stop all that spiraling thoughts is going to be your best bet. And here, the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique is really, really useful. Other techniques also include things that are going to help you to use your prefrontal cortex or your rational brain. So counting backwards in increments of 7 from 100 is also a really good way of stopping the thought processes that are causing anxiety and helping you to be a bit more rational. Now keep remembering that these three types are feeding into one another. And often when we have mental anxiety, we may become nervous or emotionally anxious. And so this is where we begin to feel down in our solar plexus the feeling of anxiety, which is largely generated by the thought processes. But sometimes we can also have emotional anxiety that did not stem from mental or physical anxiety. In these instances, it's when we're having prolonged experiences of distress or emotional discomfort. So for example, grief that's been going on for a really long time, or emotional distress because of a relationship breakup, or stress at work. There could be so many things that are contributing to us not feeling emotionally ideal. And over a period of time, we're going to begin feeling really vulnerable. And the more vulnerable we feel, the more our brains tell us this is not safe and it's a threat to our survival, because vulnerability doesn't feel safe to anybody, let's face it. And the minute we begin to feel that, our anxiety will come into the picture to get us to pay attention. So that anxiety is really stemming from an emotional reason. And often our emotional anxiety is stemming from a core belief or a past trauma that's been triggered. And again, when we're feeling emotionally anxious, we may then kick off into mental anxiety and, of course, physical anxiety. When we're wanting to calm our emotional anxiety, we really want to be doing things that are going to feel comforting to us. Some people really like to use aromatherapy oils like lavender or marjoram, or to drink comforting teas like lemon balm, for example. A nice warm bath or something that feels really self-care-ish is going to help us in this emotional state and to bring down our sense of vulnerability. Again, this is going to, of course, have some effect on your physical anxiety or your mental anxiety because these strategies are calming. And so too would the strategies for mental anxiety work for emotional anxiety. But the strategies that I'm sharing in connection with each one of the different types are really going to be most effective for that specific type. Now, why would it be important for you to understand the three different types of anxiety? Many people find that their anxiety tends to present in a more specific way. So some people find that their anxiety is very physical, whereas others find that they have a lot more overthinking or what if questions that are coming up and that kind of rumination that causes more anxiety. Whereas others feel really emotional in their anxious experiences. So you will, no doubt, experience all three different types. But maybe you can feel into one as being your predominant type. And so that's where I would start with my strategies. If I had more physical anxiety, then I would start with some of the central nervous system regulation strategies rather than something that I'd use for emotional anxiety. And similarly, if I was really struggling with what-if questions and mental rumination, then I'd rather use something that can help me get control of my thoughts and bring them back to the present before working on my physical anxiety. Again, I'm going to add that probably the strategies will work for you no matter where you are at your anxiety, so please don't overthink this. But it is useful to understand these three different experiences of anxiety and try to figure out what we're experiencing in any given moment so that we can pick the strategies that are going to be the most effective in that moment. All of this is designed purely to empower you, to have you feel like you're more in control of your experience and what you can do to help reduce those anxious states. None of this is a cure-all, right? Because we remember that the only way that we can get our anxiety to go back to being an ordinary response is when we stop feeling afraid of it, because it's the anxiety about anxiety that is churning up more anxiety. This information is designed purely to take that anxiety about anxiety away as you learn to understand your anxiety better. I hope that it's been useful for you. Please send me a DM over on Instagram or TikTok. The links are in the show notes to connect with me, and be sure to join me for my free online class this week, the 13th and the 16th of June. We'll be sharing so much more information on how you can stop anxiety and regain control. Once again, links in the show notes, and I will see you next week for our next episode. So that wraps up today's episode, and I have a huge favor to ask. If you found any value in what you heard today, please be sure to leave a review. I assure you, it is not to stroke my ego, although it does help me to know that you love the show, but to help the algorithms get this episode into the hands of others who might need it. Make sure you follow the Ease Anxiety podcast so that you never miss a future episode. And lastly, I really love to connect. So find me on TikTok or Instagram and be sure to say hi. All the links are found below in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in.